All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Daily Drip. We are literally 1 week away from Veterans Day.
Ooh,
I know.
It's coming around.
I know. It's coming around the corner.
Good. Good.
Veterans Day, of course, always makes us think mm-hmm. about our veterans, about the men and women who go off and fight on our behalf in different regions around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also makes us think a little bit about what happens when they come back.
Exactly. And one of those groups that help with that process coming back is called the Warrior Expeditions. This group is a nonprofit outdoor therapy program. Why that's important is that it actually helps combat veterans transition from their wartime experience through a long-distance outdoor expedition. What's really unique about this is they do a little bit more than like your hike up a hill. They're doing it for a long journey.
Right.
They're together as brothers, as sisters, to get back into this experience of a bonding experience and really work on the cognitive behavioral therapy skills.
That's right.
That's part of this group.
Yes. This group of folks who come back with PTSD, mm-hmm. with the inability, they've realized such intense situations. That they have a lot that they have to work through.
Yep.
They maybe don't feel like they identify anymore mm-hmm. with those of us whose main struggle is like we're standing too long in the express line at the grocery store.
Right.
And so this charity really helps that.
They do. And when I mentioned that it's not like, I'm not talking like a week. Like they're at 3 to 6 months of a journey.
Yeah.
Like it is, they have resupply units that bring out, they did the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yeah.
This group really takes it seriously when they talk about therapy that, again, you're not coming home and it's just hunky dory, everything's normal.
Yeah.
You are dealing with things that none of us can imagine.
Right. Right. Yeah, totally right. Totally right. Let's talk a little bit about stats on veterans and PTSD.
Okay.
So according to the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, there are numerous people who, of course, are dealing with post-traumatic stress. For those of you who don't necessarily know what post-traumatic stress is, it is a tough it's a tough thing to nail down. It's a tough thing to really describe.
Well, it's more than one thing.
It's more than one thing. And actually, the symptoms can alert themselves as more than one thing. Mm-hmm. But of the folks who have actually gotten officially diagnosed with PTSD, mm-hmm. 31% of them are Vietnam veterans.
Wow.
I know. 31% of those who served in Vietnam suffer from PTSD.
Okay.
Right? Now, I have my own very strong feelings about how we treated Vietnam veterans when they came back and how we continue to treat them today.
Yeah.
Clearly these individuals suffered from post-traumatic stress or trauma. And the funny thing about it was folks before the Vietnam War weren't even ever diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome. Right?
The thing is like we weren't catching it.
We weren't. We didn't even know what it was.
Right. And so I think there's a notion out there. It's like I think Vietnam vets got it most when they came back of, well, you know, why are they having all these issues? Previously they didn't have issues. Well, there was.
That's right.
We just didn't recognize it.
That's right.
We didn't talk about it. That was the problem. Now we're talking about because we just realize that this is a big issue in our community that these vets that are protecting us need help when they get back.
That's right. Another 10% of the folks who came back from Desert Storm, 10% of the folks who came back from Desert Storm, those veterans were diagnosed with post-traumatic mm-hmm. stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then 11% of the folks who came back from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That to me, both of those numbers, I'll be honest with you, they seem low.
They do. And I think, you know, we're still over there. We're still fighting.
Yeah.
We're having vets come back every day. There was just actually mm-hmm. Back this past month or two, maybe 3 months ago, there was a group that actually was walking around Thurston County. They're called 2-2 organization, and they were actually assisting in the suicide prevention of soldiers. And so this is a big deal to all communities across Washington State.
That's right.
About that.
Why don't you go ahead and hit us with the giving impact donation mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that Warrior Expeditions told us.
So Warrior Expedition's Giving Impact, $25, really good easy number to quantify, easy number to think of. Money raised in Washington that would be used to support the Warrior hikes on their final leg of the Pacific Crest Trail. Donations will go to support veterans, to resupply their food and gear. And again, this is a 3 to 6 month journey.
Yeah.
This is not like your daily hike out to Mount Si or like to Lena Lake. Okay. Like this is a long thing. It takes a lot of work. Their programs are free for these vets. Like they're not making them pay like, hey, come back. Now we're going to make you pay. Like they're free to do this. So your $25 donation goes a long way. In addition to the hospitality received along the way, the trailside volunteers, the veteran actually receives $300 a month.
That's awesome.
Stipend to help purchase necessary supplies during their hike during this trail. That's awesome. Is like a massive trail. So this, that money is so important because that can actually resupply, make sure they have good boots during their journey of this therapy session.
That's right. These individuals, these men and women, they make incredible sacrifices. They put themselves in harm's way in areas that many of us would not even visit on vacation.
Yeah, right.
And the least we can do when these individuals come back is take care of them and their mental well-being.
And please welcome them back.
That's right. And welcome them home.
Yep.
That's right. Something that I don't think happened for a lot of folks from the Vietnam War. And so hopefully we can learn from those mistakes and we don't do the same thing again. Yeah.
This is The Daily Drip.
See you tomorrow.